Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, Senator Chuck Schumer of New York must be happy that a fellow Democrat is in the White House. But he's not. He was heard recently to be griping about what at the Obama White House?
Lousy gift, I would assume.
No, actually, but you're not far off. His feeling is if you can read the White House crest in the china when dinner arrives, it's too small.
Oh, the portions?
Yes, he was complaining about the portion sizes at White House meals.
Wow.
Oh.
We know this, of course, because the senator was speaking in front of a microphone he did not know was on.
Because he's no fool.
No, he's no fool. And he was talking to another New York State politician at some event, and he started talking about a dinner at the White House he'd attended. And he said that the portions are so small there, well, he decided he should fill up on rolls. But there weren't any rolls. This explains the news reports from last week in which Senator Schumer was found on the South Lawn grazing. This also might explain the earmark that Senator Schumer put into the recent omnibus bill. It funds a Cinnabon franchise in the East Wing. Two to go, please.
Yeah. Oh, I blame Michelle.
Do you really?
Oh, totally.
It's all healthy eating.
Yeah.
And she's so skinny.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand the rest of us, you know.
Right.
We like to eat, all right?
Yeah.
But it's like you can't invite Schumer to state dinners because he's sitting there like with like, you know, the king of Norway. And he says, you're going to eat that. Kiri, we've got great news for people too tired, old, or lazy to open their newspaper to the last few pages.
Oh.
A Canadian entrepreneur announced he is planning a TV network devoted solely to airing what?
Let me see. What would be on the last few pages of a newspaper in Canada?
Me. It would be here. I mean, New Hampshire.
Moose Futures. obituaries.
Obituaries, yes. C-SPAN too exciting for you? Late night on QVC, not quite depressing enough? Then get ready for DOA TV. Not really called that. It's really called Remember the Name. It'll be an all obit network. It's the brainchild of one Gerald Dominique. His goal is to, quote, tell great stories about people's lives, unquote. We imagine they'll have hit shows like Bet You Thought He Was Alive. And whatever happened to... Oh. Some may think the all-obit TV cable station is depressing. We just think it'll complete the circle of life on basic cable, the circle that begins over on the Spice Channel.
We can tell by your script here, Peter, that you're too young to turn to those pages first.
Really?
We call them the over 60s sports pages.
Really? Because you're like, I beat him.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
You're just the demographic for this.
Yeah. You bet.
PJ, this week a Pennsylvania pet store received what instead of the tropical fish that they had ordered?
A big shark?
No.
A alligator?
No.
An illegal alien?
No.
Illegal alien.
That'd be funny. Guy shows up and goes, hello, I am a guppy. Really?
I've got the papers.
No.
I'm a guppy.
Apparently someone mixed up under the sea with 6 feet under.
They got a dead guppy.
They got not a dead guppy.
Worse than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't flush a whole guy down the toilet.
Exactly. They got... Although, of course, I'm sure instinctively, that's what the pet store tried to do. They probably had, you know, the poor guy's head in the toilet, but somebody said, like, Ethel, no, not this time. That's right. They got a human body. The owner of the Pets Plus store says he knew something was wrong as soon as he went out to the to the delivery truck. I said, fish never come this way, presumably meaning in a large, polished oak box with handles on the side. The widow of the recently deceased John Kinoyer was similarly tipped off when the lid of the box her husband was supposed to be in kept flipping open every few seconds to release bubbles. Very cheerful. U.S. Airways says a verbal miscommunication, quote-unquote, responsible for the mix-up.
Yeah.
Ms. Kinoyer, she's taking a stride. She says her husband was a practical joker. He's just playing the last practical joke on me.
Very sporting of her.
It was a verbal mix-up. Put the body over there. The fish goes in that truck. She's all mixed up.
Well, somebody said he was sleeping with the fishes.
There you go.
And you wonder where your luggage went.